second episode of Past Your Bedtime. I'm Andrea Belke.
And I'm Danielle Kay.
And I'm Caitlin Cook.
And we are in a new studio today. We're at the Hackensack Meridian Health, Stage 17. So we're really happy. Ooh. And I want to introduce the male voice that you hear. This is Matt Eisman.
Wait, are we not on video?
No, well,
we're dressed up. We're in full costume.
We are full costume because it's past your bedtime, and we want to get in the sleepover mood.
Yeah, we're in the sleepover.
You're our first sleepover guest. Like, don't tell our parents it's a boy.
I know. I do. I feel like I'm the creepy boy at this party. Like, hey guys, you want to have some popcorn?
You're the cool boy at the party.
And since you guys can't see Matt, he is in a Team USA onesie, right?
We will be posting a photo.
It is. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I've really gotten into the spirit with Team USA. And I love dressing like a jackass because what are you going to do? Like walk around in a Speedo? I think, you know, you go with the onesie.
No, you look
like Elf.
You look amazing.
Buddy the Elf, right.
You're classy, you're patriotic, and you're cozy.
Right. That's what women want. They don't want a six pack. They want a guy they can snuggle with, right?
Exactly.
Well, if you guys don't know Matt Eisman, he's incredible. You're the host of American Ninja Warrior.
Well said.
You can probably do it better than I can.
No. You did a great.
American
Ninja Warrior. I scared them. Sorry, that was so loud.
That's what I was looking
it's
for.
It's past your bedtime, guys.
Past your bedtime.
You won Celebrity Apprentice.
Right, which no one knows. Yeah. It got politicized.
Yeah, that's true.
It literally, like, they totally took the celebrity out of it. It really burned me. Mm. And I felt like we thought it was going to be huge, and it turns out people in the business go, so who won your season? I did! What do I got to do?
That's not a burn at all.
I'm a champion. I know, it really hurts.
No, I think
I'm a celebrity now, technically.
You are.
I have to remind people that. I'm famous. I don't know if you know.
Yeah, so you're in town because you're covering the Olympics mm-hmm. for the Today Show.
Yeah, we've been with Megyn Kelly, which has just been phenomenal. We got to do 2 weeks with her, and I had no idea going in what to expect of Megyn Kelly because I'd only seen her in Fox or doing like hardcore interviews with Vladimir Putin. And this woman is such a delight, the total package. I couldn't believe like how warm she is, how smart she is. And like when the cameras were off, she is funny. Like, I mean, dirty, like hang out, have
Wait,
a beer
dirty?
With her.
Really? Fun. I like that. Maybe
she just
make it
is
on.
Unfiltered. And I am such a huge fan of hers after spending 2 weeks with her. Where, because it was weird to see her go to that 9 o'clock hour where you picture it being fun and funny and goofy, and you've seen this woman who's gone toe to toe with world leaders. But I totally get it now. Like this, she really is like someone who you meet a lot of people in the business, and some of them you're like, I guess they have one particular niche. But for her, I'm like, I can see this woman doing whatever she wants. I just became a huge fan of hers.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. And you're just like, you know, she goes from talking about, we obviously had the horrible school shooting where she's covering, giving this passionate monologue, and then she can pivot on a dime and be like, now we have Matt Nagbar here, and she just makes it seamless. And you guys know how hard it can be sometimes to handle a delicate topic. This woman who has no problem asking a tough question and then having us on and having fun.
Yeah, so it's hard to transition. I mean, we might as well just get into it. So you're right, she does cover all these topics.
Yeah.
Something that happened recently was she outed your single status.
I know.
So you are a single man.
Ladies listening.
Yeah, she outed it, right? I know. My mom was like, thank God, maybe I'll get more grandbabies. I'd say I've been with my girlfriend for 4 years and we broke up. And it was about a month ago. And so this is like my buddies have been pushing me like, you know, okay, time to get back out there. And Megyn, I don't know how it came up. And I mentioned it to her off camera. And then so on camera, she goes, ladies, he's single and he's a doctor. And so I, you know, then
I saw that. I was like, every girl watching is just like, oh, I have the biggest crush now.
But like, no, I think I got like 4 emails, one of which was from my mom going, maybe you'll meet somebody nice from this. Like, oh now, you know, women tend not to, I think, go on the offensive
in
situations.
No, I do.
We all do.
Depends. What do you depends?
Well,
on.
Like even like a you know just a Twitter like you know like you would like if I saw a new friend like an attractive woman I'd be like ah maybe she saw I'm single and like most of it were you know either guys or ninjas or something like hey can't wait for the new season of Ninja Warrior I'm like
Like, that's not the point.
So you didn't get a slew of DMs
I got a couple 55-year-old divorcees with kids who are like, you would be a great dad. And I'm like, okay.
I mean, you would be.
When people say you'd be a great dad, that's essentially going, you act like a kid. I think you'd get along well with children. Like, that's not what they need. They need a mature adult. I'm wearing a onesie here.
You're fine.
Do you feel like that kind of, you know, discounts all the other things that you potentially could bring to the table? I mean,
wearing a onesie? No, you know, I think despite the connectedness that we have with the internet, I think it's harder than ever to meet someone. Like, I look back on college, I think was the easiest time, or high school, when everyone's the same age, everyone you know is single, or you know if they're dating, and you know people who know them, so they're, you know if they're crazy or not. And it's just, it was so much easier, where if you had a crush on someone, you knew they were going to see him again. Now, New York or LA, it's so hard if you see someone, you're like, oh, you seem attractive. But, you know, particularly now as a man, I don't know how to approach women anymore. Like, having been single in the 4 years that I was dating somebody, a lot has changed now. And so you're very aware of it. And so to know how to approach someone who you just kind of see randomly, I'm like, I don't want to offend anybody or come off the wrong way. So you're kind of just, I don't know what to do. So social media, despite the connectedness, you don't really make connections with people, I think. It's kind of this false familiarity, or it's hard to know what someone is really like, or tone is missed, or if somebody's just like, no, I was just being a friend. You're like, oh, I'm sorry I asked you out. I really made this awkward now, didn't I? Which it did. I actually asked someone else. She's like, I had a boyfriend for like 2 years. I'm like, I didn't know. I'm so sorry. And she's like, I just thought we were friends. I'm like, no. I mean, we are friends. It's not like I was just being nice to you because we were friends. And then I'm like, I'm gonna stop this conversation because my foot is just firmly in my mouth.
Well, yeah, it is hard sometimes when you're not sure exactly. Caitlin was recently on a date or not
that
date.
We don't know if it was a date.
And she on her last podcast we talked about, she broke her tailbone on this date or not
your
date.
Your coccyx.
Yes.
That's a medical term.
Last time I was sitting on a coccyx pillow. This time I'm healed, so I feel fine.
Can I ask how you broke it?
I slipped and I fell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we went and sit on our last episode.
No, I see where you were going, Matt.
Coccyx. Like, I like medical jokes. I'm 12 years old.
You're a doctor. Yeah, I should have had you around to look.
Right. To examine it? No, thanks.
But I think it makes a good point that it's hard to know in this day and age if something's a date or not, because everything's so blurry. But you did recently join Tinder, correct? I cannot believe this.
The only reason I joined, it was actually, you guys are laughing. This is horrible. You're like, you're way too old for Tinder.
No.
I'm 47, and I don't act it, and I don't feel it, but I joined Tinder for the show. They're literally like, what people are doing is joining Tinder and then putting their location in South Korea to try to meet athletes. So like, Matt, are you willing to do this? Oh. And so I thought, all right, it's kind of an excuse to get on Tinder, because I've never, I met my last girlfriend on Match, which I feel is like a more respectable Tinder. And although Tinder seems to have morphed, where it used to be just about the SEX, and now it's a little more relationship.
You can say more legit on our podcast.
And I didn't know. I was trying to be subtle, hip. And so they're like, join it, and then start seeing your locations. And then you just start seeing of how superficial it is, because all you're doing, which in a way, I guess dating does start with physical attraction usually. Like, you see someone, you don't know their personality until you get to meet them, unless it's through work. But it's just this swipe, 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 and you read like there's two lines about somebody.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, I don't know. To the thought of going through having to weed through all the chaff is just kind of it's intimidating to say, because to me, I'm a firm believer in the older I've gotten, the more I am. Physical attraction is nice, but that fades. And so it has to be that chemistry. And that's something I believe that you know pretty quickly, whether you have with someone or not. But you know it if you meet them in person. And the one thing I like about Tinder or internet dating, though, is you get to see grammar and if someone has wit,
which is huge
to me.
Yeah.
People with poor grammar or spelling, or people who aren't humorous via text, because like, you can be enamored with someone, you know, in person if they're really attractive and think they're so funny, and then you're like, nah, you're just horny. And but online, I think if someone's making me laugh, I'm like, that goes a long way, because I need someone who I think is really, like, I want someone smart, someone who's going to be entertaining me, you know, because...
Is that one of the number one things, is you want someone that's... Yes. With the same sense of humor.
Definitely someone has to have a sense of humor. Yeah, I just think life is, you know, the older you get, the more you go through real life adversity and you want to see how someone handles that. And to me, if they don't have a sense of humor, it's going to be really hard to handle your ups and downs. Because, you know, we're all adults. We've had relationships that have been difficult. And it's like, if you can't converse with someone, if you can't laugh about things and get through it and be like, you suck. Okay, I still love you.
But. Yeah, and honestly, it doesn't surprise me that you value that a lot too, because I feel like with a medical background, like there's that, you know, there's something about people who are in the medical profession. They, you know, like Patch Adams is a great example of like where like humor really is required to
it's
do,
key.
You know, like I'm not saying every doctor bedside manner is hilarious. But.
No, but it's funny. That's one of the things that I think medicine does miss on is that they tend to take people on paper and we actually had classes to try to teach bedside manner. And that's one of those things that's very hard to do is empathy and sympathy or how to give someone bad news, and either you kind of have that or not. But I think that does give you practice when someone opens up their intimate secrets, because it's things you wouldn't tell your best friends when you have that white coat on.
Right.
People confess things to you, and you kind of get this sense of being able to have that intimacy. And then you want someone who you can be yourself around. Like, I think we spend so much time, particularly with social media, like, oh my God, my life's awesome. I'm great.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed. Hashtag rise and grind. 17 photos to get the perfect photo.
Living my best life.
That's a low number.
And it's so awful when you're just like, you know, you want someone who, when you meet, they feel comfortable to be themselves around you. Not like, I don't want to meet someone in then a year and go, oh, now I'm meeting the real you.
Mm, yeah.
Like I always felt like you try to pretend to be this person you're not, rather than, I think the older you get, the more you're like, this is it. Yeah. This is what I am. If you don't like it, let's save each other the time. I'm the guy who wears the onesies and yells ninja a lot.
Yeah.
Still thinks farts
are
hilarious. I know.
You say it like it's a bad thing.
But it's that thing of finding someone who has those similar sensibilities and values. And it's hard. It's really hard because you just don't know that about people until you spend time with them. And it's hard to spend time with people. Like you just, again, you connect with people on Tinder and it tends to be just this superficial exchange. And that's, I mean, I don't know. Like, you tell me what the best way. I tend to want to escalate and be like, let's meet in person and escalate. I mean, like, not that. I mean, escalate, like, let's just meet and see if there's chemistry or
but
not.
But that's what you should do. That's dating.
I was going to say, like, these apps are great, but at the same time, at the end of the day, this is not normal socialization. We did not grow up with this way of connecting to people, which is so different.
But I think a lot of younger people, this is normal, right?
Yes.
I mean, this digital life. And I think that is hard, you know. I don't, and it's not like I'm saying we go back to bars, but I think we, like, I know I'm a slave to my phone, and it's awful how much time you spend on there rather than connecting with people in real life.
It's also, I find it crazy when you can have a really funny, witty conversation on text or on these apps, and then in person,
they're done.
I encounter that so much.
Let's go back to the phone.
And I get so excited about someone because of how witty they are over text. And it just does not
pan out.
They can
think about it. They have time to, you know, map out their witty response to it. And then in person, it's just like, are you there? Is anybody home? What's happening?
See, this is interesting to hear it from the women's point of view, too.
Interesting to hear it from a guy's point of view.
I want to know from everybody, but with dating, because you're obviously a really successful, amazing dude.
That's what I tell the ladies.
but
you are a celebrity.
What's your
handsome?
You are. You're a catch. You are a catch.
I'm a catch. That's why I'm single.
And we're all single here. But I want to know, what is your biggest insecurity when it comes to dating and finding someone? And do you want
connection?
Like, do you worry
no, I
about
think it's maturity.
Someone?
Well, you know, one of the hardest things is being in the profession we're in, being in entertainment. I know it's such a self-centered profession to an unhealthy degree.
Oh yeah.
And to guard against that and to have someone who I think grounds you from that. And this idea of, you know, I got to post something on social media so my fans can connect with me. This false sense of importance or this idea that people care what you think. And I think that I know to an, you know, in medicine, I felt like it gave me such a grounding when I came out to Hollywood to have seen life and death and then to have been in this and to realize this is just ridiculous what we get to do. You know, I'm dressed up in a onesie talking to three beautiful women in pajamas. I was on the Today Show this morning. And it's like, I get paid to do this. I'm going to go do stand-up comedy tonight. And this is my job. And it's great.
It's amazing.
But at the same time, it's also, I think it's hard because I'm on the road for 13 out of 14 weeks. And I'm like, what woman is going to want that? What kind of relationship are you going to have?
So you worry, and your insecurity is that women aren't going to take you seriously.
No, not that they're not going to take me seriously. It's that I'm going to place, you know, I worry that I place my career too high a value on my career. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking for someone who I can say I want a family, and that's going to come first. And it's hard because I think we're trained to value opportunities and try to create them. And then when you get them, to say yes. And I think it's hard to say, instead of worrying about myself, I'm going to worry about someone else's needs, and to say, maybe I'm turning down this job that I thought would have been great because I value this relationship. I'd love to get to that place. And the girl I was dating was phenomenal. And I was probably the bigger issue in the relationship. And just having a maturity level of saying, you know, to try to have that work-life balance, which I think is really hard when we're in such a fickle business where you live week to week often with ratings.
You have to be really selfish.
You have to be.
What are your big insecurities when it comes to dating?
It's the same thing, actually. I feel like I put my career first before everything else, and not my family. But, you know, my career is very important to me, and, like, I would rather be working than going on a date. And I think, you know, I also had so many just like awful first dates that I just gave up, you know, and I was like, I have no interest in meeting anybody because everybody's awful. And then obviously that's not true. And I think when it is the right person, it'll just kind of pan out. Like I do believe that. I don't know if I believe in like a soulmate, but I believe that if it's the right person, you will make time for them. And I guess I just haven't found that person. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
I think my biggest insecurity is that I'm really clingy. And as soon as I get in a relationship or start dating someone, I'm always worried that they're going to catch on to the fact that I'm so clingy, like physically and mentally.
Like too needy or demanding?
Like, you haven't texted me 7 times? I'm obsessed with them.
Really?
I'm like putty in their hands.
Right.
So I have to try to scale that back, or at least figure out some sort of balance.
Do you mean like you give up too easily? You give yourself up too easily, or that
I don't
you
play the game. That's
she
the
gets
thing.
Excited. Okay. We all do that. And that's why it's good that we have each other, because our group text is basically just like, so this happened and then this is, I'm feeling crazy, and like calming each other down about
right.
that. Yeah. Because it's, you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like sometimes this we need that like outside perspective that we give each other, because otherwise you're in like a weird, you can be in a weird situation.
What did these text me? He just sent a smiley face. Is that a serious smiley face or not?
Or they'll be a wink or a smile.
Yeah, right. Or they'll be hanging out with a friend and you're like, who's this friend?
We just had that incident with one of us.
We have that all the time. And you're like, wait, we've only gone out a couple times. It shouldn't matter. I actually don't have the right to ask him who this person is.
Right.
But because you get insecure, like I feel like I'm pretty confident when I'm single, but when I'm in a relationship, all of a sudden I get really insecure.
Right.
It's weird.
You go from all the single ladies to lemonade.
Exactly. I'm ahead of myself.
What a great pop culture tie-in.
What's yours?
Oh, you want to know? Okay. All right, guys.
Of course I want to know.
So my insecurity is like, I feel like, and this came out so strongly when I told these ladies in our last episode that 2017 was my year of apps. Like I was trying it.
Right.
I'd never done dating apps before. It like wasn't my thing.
Right.
And so I tried it. And for me, I realized like at the end of each little fling, these guys knew nothing about me. Like, and one of my insecurities actually is that people will find out that like I live a weird life. You guys know that. Like I have a weird life. It's
right.
Not typical. And
no one does.
Yeah.
No one has a typical life.
Well, the thing is, some people do have like more like, you know, like, you know, standard, like not standard, basic. I don't want to say that to be offensive, but like just less.
Did you just
crazy.
Call me a basic bitch?
I've got so many stories. Like I'm 31, but I feel like I've lived like 85 years right. at this point. So to me, that is it's an insecurity about connecting. I'm afraid that they'll see who I really am because I was just having this conversation on my way here. The pictures that you put on your Tinder profile,
right.
you know. People who see my pictures, I think what they gauge for me is that I'm like some like, you know, serious, like ethereal, like model who like puts out for Coke or something.
Well, then why do you put those photos out there? Why don't you put photos of you with your cats at home?
Yeah. It's funny, I do have cats. But that's
just a random guess. How could I possibly know?
Single girls.
That's the judgment of me just by myself putting up like nice photos of me. Like they make those.
No, that's your judgment.
No, but
that's what's funny is you're saying this. And you know what's weird is you just said, I'm afraid someone's going to see the real me. And the whole point of a relationship is for someone to see the real you and want that.
Yeah.
Because who do you want them to want the coked out model whore? And
but that's what I'm saying. These apps don't.
These insecurities. Right.
You can't gauge because it is just those photos, you know? So like what I'm saying is if you write, which we did on our profiles, it's like, I am an actor, but some guys really make a lot of assumptions based on what you do.
Right.
So that's hard. You know, you don't want to go into something with these guys having these assumptions about who you are. And in all actuality, like I'm a funny, deep, dark, like very intellectual person. But I think sometimes
there's your one liner
can be misleading.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But you guys get what I'm saying.
No, I completely get it because especially with social media.
But how superficial are you guys too when you swipe?
Very.
This is what I wanted to know. But I'm not on the apps, but this is something that I wanted to ask you.
What?
So I guess it's like kind of a little bit of a different topic, but when you go on a date, it goes back to what you were saying, Andrea. When you go on a date, how soon after a date, is it like after the first date or maybe like 5 dates? And do you talk to your friends about your date? Like, what, you know, we all get really excited. And I think that we tell each other about the date before it even happens. And then as soon as it's over, we're like, oh my gosh, she was amazing.
I've had one date and it was like, I met someone who she was a widow and she turned out to be phenomenal. But you know, as we're talking, I'm like, and so it was out in New York. It was last week. I met her for juice at like 4 p.m. because I have to go to bed for the Today Show. So, which actually I like too, because I'm like, I don't want to meet out for a drink and then have it be this thing of, okay, do we do dinner? And then do we, you know.
And then when the liquid's flowing, everyone's attracted to you.
Right.
Juice liquid is more
and
safe.
Juice liquid, but you know, and it turns out I'm like, wow, this is actually a really impressive woman. I like this woman, but I'm like, you know, she's got two young kids. She's here in New York, and I'm like, and I'm in LA. And then I'm like, what am I doing? You know, is this actually going to work? But it was a really nice meeting. I don't know. I think at this age, at my age, unless I meet someone where it's like my heart jumps out and I'm like, this is the one. And again, I don't know that there's a soulmate, but I believe in that chemistry. Mm-hmm. But usually I don't tell my friends about dates, you know.
It's just interesting to hear it from a guy's perspective because I feel like we spend so much time toiling over, you know, is what he said.
Well, it's also...
Okay, it's not our whole conversation, but I'm saying we talk about it, you know, and I feel like sometimes guys maybe don't do that.
Yeah, is that true?
I don't know. Most of my friends are married with kids. Mm-hmm. And so unless it's like, you know, you're having some crazy night, they're not going to want to hear like you went on a date. Great. Yeah. You got juice.
Yeah.
Listen, I've got kids to take care of. I have a friend who just went through a divorce and he's really having a hard time. So he's the one I'm like, I'm checking on him. Just like, you know, you need to get back out there. Cause like for him, it's been earth shattering. He's got a kid who's 13, who's having trouble. And so like, he's the one I do like check on him. But it's more, I'm more worried about him than the date. I'm like, I don't know that he's ready to jump back in there. But I'm like, hey, are you having fun? You know, are you
happy?
Are you looking for happiness? Or are you just distracting yourself? Which is fine, too. I'm like, you know, sometimes he's like, I'm going through this divorce. I don't know that I'm ready to meet somebody. So I'm like, well, then, you know. You also at a certain point, you're like, be adults. Be adults with people. Communicate. But this is where I am right now. I just think that's one of the hardest things to do, I think, is just to be authentic. And that's the older you get, I think the easier it gets. But still with these dating apps and things, you do want to put your best foot forward because you're scared. Like, again, but you're all like, I'd rather have somebody, you know, 99 people reject me and that 100th person who really is going to like me for me say yes, then get 100 people who I'm not going to like
that you have
to go on lousy dates with going, I'm pretending this is fun and we're not going to connect.
What does your Tinder bio say?
I don't even know. I think...
pull your phone out.
I think I said...
We actually had someone email us. Paul emailed us asking if celebrity hurts or hinders your
dating life. Think I'm really a celebrity. Like,
well,
again...
Well, yeah, but I would
say you're the public eye, though.
I'm in the public eye. But like, again, you know the voice, but you wouldn't know... Like, people don't see me and go, oh my God, you're Ryan, you know,
yeah, but
Ryan that's in your world though, Matt.
But if you're just dating someone that has never met someone that was even on TV, and they find out you're the host of American Ninja Warrior, you won Celebrity Apprentice, you hang out with celebrities.
I feel like I need you guys as my PR.
You get to go on past your bedtime podcast.
I know.
Yeah. Like, I mean, do you find that people will react a certain way when they find out you're on TV? You're just ignoring my question.
No, I like my last girlfriend didn't care. She's like, you do what? She was in advertising.
We need to work on this.
I have lousy internet.
It literally just says NBC. We need to work on this. There's no bio.
Yeah, and like that's the other thing too. Is like I was like, I don't know how to change the work thing. I think I did Tinder and then I did The League.
Oh, yeah.
League.
I did The League.
Which is nice, but it's like you only get to meet three people a day
not
or
enough.
Something.
I'm on Hinge right now, which has kind of had a comeback. And that's
but
my
Hinge
favorite
seems
one.
Smart because it's through Facebook, right? So it's like friend of friend of friend. So at least there's that to me makes sense where it's like, okay, this person knows them. So at least I know I can ask this person about Steve or Susie or whatever.
My next question with dating is, I think we all can comment on this, is how do you...
Have sex? No. Kidding. Kidding. Too much.
How do you...
Not often.
When is the last time?
It's been a while.
This is great. Are we all answering this question?
Right? Yeah, you guys
know,
answer it.
When you go out with someone, like you went out with this lady for juice, and you're not interested, right?
For juice.
No, it's not that I wasn't interested. I was interested, but I'm like, she's in New York with two young kids, and I'm leaving. Mm. I'm going to LA. And it was almost like, I'm sorry, you know, I don't want to waste her time, because honestly, I was really impressed. Like she was a really striking woman, and I met her, and I'm like, wow, you're better looking than your profile pictures. And as I talked to her, I'm like, this is a woman. Like it was really nice to meet someone who felt comfortable in her skin, who's like been through some, you know, obviously through horrible loss with her husband who passed away from a heart attack at like 33.
Wow.
And you know, was left with two young kids and is raising them on her own. And I'm like, I liked her, but I'm also like, what are we going to do? Like text
would you ever
long distance?
Date someone though that lived not in LA?
Well, I mean, again, it's honestly, even if someone lives in LA, if they're not within 5 miles of me, they might as well live in Philadelphia because it's awful.
Yeah.
It's awful. And it's one of those things again, where I'm traveling so much, when I get home, I tend to be in town Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, which are hot nights for dates. And you're like,
real cool.
I know. And again, I'm like, you know, it's Netflix and chill, but it really is Netflix and chill. Like, I'm like, let's just stay in, order food. Yeah. Like, I don't want to go out to a club. I don't want to go out dancing.
Does?
Like I feel the other thing is work for us is so social. I don't feel the need. Like my buddies who work in finance, you know, 70 hours a week, they got to go and blow off steam.
Yes.
I feel like we're around being social
job.
With comedy, where I'm like, I'm happy to just sit on the couch and cuddle and watch Stranger Things. That's a great date.
Yeah.
I love cuddling.
But that's,
and I love Stranger Things.
Right, but that's, Stranger Things is so good.
It's so good.
But it's like...
It's such a good point, though. It's like our jobs are literally to connect to people or with people, I should say. Whereas, you know, a lot of these 9-to-5 office jobs, there's, you know, it's very limited or, you know, it's not the same. And they need that, like, oh, I'm
here. I want to go out. Take me out. And you're like, I've been out.
And for
all
us, it's
day.
Exhausting.
I have makeup on right now.
So let's say something doesn't work out with someone. How do you reject them, basically? And for everyone, because I think a big thing with online dating is you're ghosted. You get ghosted, so everyone's so afraid of just getting ghosted. You go out with someone, and all of a sudden you just don't hear from them anymore.
Well, it depends how long. And it depends, like, you know, if you've been physical or not, I think. Like, if you've been physical, I think then you...
Have you ghosted anybody ever? Just not just stopped responding?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, if it just was, like, a date or a coffee thing, I'm like, does this merit a...
Yeah.
I don't think this is going to work out. You know, it's almost pretentious, like assuming that of you know, usually I think there's people, you know, you can usually kind of tell. Rare is it that one person's super into it and the other person isn't. You kind of get a sense, I think. I mean, again, it's been one date. And the last time I did, my girlfriend was the first person I met when I went online dating. I'd been single for a few years just kind of randomly. So I've ghosted, but now I think... You know, if I went on a few dates, I think I'd just be like,
You seem very upfront, though.
It's getting easier. You know, again, you're just kind of adults. You're like, and I would prefer it, too. I have no problem if some girl's like, you know what? Take your onesie and go. Hey, great. Let's save each other the time. I don't want to, like, when that girl was like, I have a boyfriend, I'm like, done. good.
Yeah.
You know, you know, there's a certain part where like, no, I'm going to fight for your honor. I'll win you over. It's like, no, I take no for an answer. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I think that's the best approach, just being honest. I think ghosting is so cruel.
Me too.
You guys have experienced that, right?
Well, I see the thing.
Do you tell guys now?
No, here's the thing. I'm with Matt where, like, if it's a one date and, like, I'm not... But here's the thing. I don't mean to brag, but, like, usually it's the guys that come back being like, no, but they're like, yeah. No, but they're like, hey, had a great time, da-da-da. And, yes, I have ghosted.
Yeah.
But... I will say, for the ones who I've had more extenuated experiences with, i.e. also physical, I definitely will make it clear that I don't want to see them again.
I can never ghost. If a guy said, oh, that was great, and wants to see me again, I will always just be very upfront. And you feel bad. You just say...
The tribe has spoken.
I'll always say, the tribe has spoken. No, I'll just say, hey, I had a good time, but I just didn't feel a romantic vibe. Then you get guys that are, sometimes they're mean back to you.
Right.
And they'll say, oh, I never felt it anyway. I didn't even think anything that would ever be romantic.
Then you just delete blog.
Or one time this guy said, okay, yeah, it was nice to meet you. I mean, I understand, but if you ever want to get your brains fucked out, hit me up.
Who says that?
Yeah, well, they do.
No.
They get mad.
They do.
Or they be very sexual about it.
No.
And I'll be honest with you, that's actually partly, I don't ghost to be an asshole. I just ghost sometimes because you can kind of sense that maybe this person won't respond very healthily if you say to them in an appropriate, polite way, like, hey, like, I don't really feel a connection. I think there's like a fear of mine that I just like have held on to, like, they're going to be awful about it. So I just like walk away and like,
yeah,
you know,
it's like, you know, what do you owe someone? At what point do you owe someone?
I mean,
you dated, if you've had physical relations, maybe, but
I went on a date with a guy kind of recently. I told you guys this story, but I went on a date with this guy. The one app
I hope he's date. Listening right now.
I hope he's listening too. He actually did ask me. He was like, did the podcast come out? And didn't respond because I just...
Good answer.
I'll probably tell him about it being...
I can't wait to listen to next week. Thank God Matt's not here. Or can we talk about
him?
We're
going to talk about Matt. This is what you do at a slumber party, though.
Right?
You gossip. But no, but we went on this date. It was fine. Like, it wasn't a terrible person or anything. It just wasn't for me.
It wasn't a connection.
It wasn't a connection.
Which is fine.
But he argued with me about it. Like, he messaged me the next day and was like... You know, hey, I really would love to see you again. And I was like, that's very nice of you, but I don't feel that.
Right.
So let's, again, like, let's not waste each other's time. It became this text chain of like, you know, 15 messages maybe back and forth, maybe a little less. And at the end, he finally said, well, what is it that you want? And I just said, I just want to be alone.
Not you. Not you. Yeah, honestly, but you know what's tough, though, is we're also, you know, you see it in the movies, though, where guys are told you have to win her heart. You know, you have to make
have to
these romantic gestures.
That's unhealthy.
Right. But it is that thing, though, of, I mean, have you ever met some guy and then he kind of, some women like the chase, or, you know, we're taught sometimes that not, you know, where you're like, they want to be wooed.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it is hard. I'm a guy who tends to take no for an answer very quickly. Mm. But I've also seen guys who, you know, one of my best friends, he was like, this girl was engaged to someone and he'd been telling her, and finally he took her to a bar and he's like, you're making the wrong decision. I'm the man you should spend the rest of your life with. And she's like, you're right. And she broke up the engagement.
Wait, are you
and
serious?
They're married and they have three kids.
Oh my God.
That's a beautiful story.
I know. But that's the thing of, you know what? Sometimes you just got to be direct of like, hey, you need to know this.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times guys are afraid to tell a woman honestly. You know, and again, I feel like we tend to be put on the offense just through, you know, evolution or culture, how our society raises us, that we're the ones who tend to say, I like you and I'm attracted to you and I see you romantically. Like, I was just watching a show where it was this thing of, well, what are you, just ask me out as a friend? And he goes, I want to make this clear. I am courting you. It was like an old school thing. And I thought,
I was like,
you know what?
Kind of sweet.
I was like, well, you know what? There's like to just be ballsy and be like, I like you.
Yeah. Would you like if a girl pursued you?
If I like her.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. Again, it's one of those things. If you like someone, of course. If not, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And I feel like there's like kind of that fine line, right, between wanting someone to be like chill and, like you said, kind of like respectful of someone if they are or are not interested in you. Like,
right.
You respect that. But you also have people who are like on the other end of the spectrum, because you have the people who pursue, people like you who are in the middle.
Right.
And then you have the guys who are kind of like... you don't feel sought after at all.
Yes.
And that makes you feel weird too.
Right.
I think it's about balance. you know?
Well, it's we're all insecure, I think, deep down. Nobody wants to be rejected. Nobody wants to have their heart stomped on or to expose themselves, and which is hard. And so I think we tend to protect ourselves and make excuses or just to...
No one wants everyone to know that you're super clingy.
But you're not that bad.
I'm like really clingy.
No, I have a question for you. Huh. Do you feel, because I feel like maybe you guys don't, but sometimes I feel pressure to start dating someone seriously just because, you know, a lot of people are getting married and having kids. And
I'm 47. I'm past that.
But do you feel pressure, though, or have you ever?
I think it's very different as a man. And with what I went through with my last girlfriend was the biological clock is a very real thing. And she was 44 and I saw it. It was funny. She was like, when we started dating, she's like, I don't care about kids. And then it switched. Yeah. And she's like, my work has become meaningless. All I can think about is having a child.
Wow.
And like we looked at IVF pressure. And things. It was a lot of pressure, but it's also, I saw the difference of for her, you know, there when she went in and unfortunately, you know, it was like you're it's I don't want to say too much, but anyway, so it was it's different. I think in that sense of the pressure. I'm at the age where my friends are all married. They're long married or divorced and remarried. So that pressure has passed, and I think it's one of those things now where I've kind of made my peace of maybe I still feel like I'm going to get married and have a family, but I'm also like, I don't know how to, you know, how you make it happen, you know, you other than just trying to be open to it. But again, I keep putting my career first and, you know, putting myself in situations where it's really going to be hard to meet someone and get serious.
You know how you make it happen? You come on to our podcast.
Right.
And now every girl listening.
All right. The ladies right. that you are looking and you want someone
47
funny.
Years old and he's in LA. Sounds great.
Okay, so look, this is four single people discussing the secret to not being single. We clearly do not.
Right?
We clearly are not the right people to be.
But I'm excited.
But I think it's good to be honest about these things because it's everyone feels like they're the only one going through it. Like what you said, you're afraid that people are going to see the real you. And I think that was one of those things where you again put on this false front when you first start dating someone and be clingy instead of just being like, swam.
Mm-hmm.
And either love it or not, and I'm not going to pretend and then 3 months in let down my guard.
That's the thing.
It's so much better just to be like, this is me, warts and all. Either you like me or you don't. And if you do, then you're going to, you know, love all of this.
And I learned that. After that year of dating apps, I learned that where I was like, you know what? You want the people who see the real you and are still want to stick around. You know?
Yes.
I think it's going to come out eventually.
Right. I think it's important to be so upfront about those things, which I feel like I am, because no matter what, it's going to work out or someone's going to reject someone and there's going to be feelings that are hurt. So you might as well just tell them all.
Right.
Right in the beginning.
You're such a reality show.
Such a reality show. Maybe you should go on one.
So this has been fun though. We're going to hook you up with someone, Matt.
There we go.
What are you looking for before?
Yeah.
Funny, smart, motivated, like has I think like a woman who has her own thing. Like I want someone who feels like they're not incomplete without a relationship. Like, you know, it's funny that line, you complete me, people are like, oh, he was incomplete before. I'm like, no, he was complete. It's just he found a whole new level. And so I think that's the thing of you find like this part of you. I was watching Deadpool which actually is a surprisingly romantic movie, but they're like, we're like two jigsaw pieces that fit together. Your crazy fits mine.
Yeah.
And it was like these two fucked up people who just, can we say that by the way?
I have already said that.
Okay. And I thought it's that thing of, I would love to find someone. And so it's the craziest thing is like, you can list, you know, I want someone pretty or athletic or with a great smile. But the reality is I want someone who I have chemistry with.
Yes. And you won't and really know the until thing.
You don't know.
So we're going to set you up.
I do want to ask, what's your age range?
Ooh, honestly, you know, the reality is it's hard to date someone my age. Well, my age, it's a little easier because I think it's the baby question is usually solved at 47. But it's hard. I probably am looking to date someone probably in their 30s because having dated someone around my age, it really is hard to date someone when you feel okay, if this is going to happen, we need to make it happen. We need to have a baby.
Like now.
Like now.
Yeah, it's too
much. And that's,
it just becomes about just that.
It becomes about the baby, and which I get. But at the same time, I'm also like, I know I'm just, I take a little while to, I don't know, I would love to meet someone and have lightning strike and be like, you're the one. Let's do this.
Yeah.
And then,
but that doesn't happen all the time.
It doesn't happen all the time. Yeah. And again, I know I need to, you know, not put my career so much in the forefront.
Well,
and not be a selfish prick.
Easier said than done.
You're not at all. You're successful. All right,
you guys,
all
right. it's time for a little section that we call Wine Not.
Why not?
We normally would be drinking on this podcast, but we're all sick.
We can tell people we're drinking. I'm so drunk.
We're all sick. And I have bronchitis still. Right. And I'm also pissed because I've been wanting to do a podcast for years. And when I finally start my podcast, I had this nasally bronchitis.
I think it sounds sexy.
You sound like Fran Drescher.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
It's not that bad, is it?
It's sexy.
It's slightly nasally.
It's Harvey Fierstein. It's great. Men love it.
I don't think people would know if
as
you
she
didn't
coughs.
Say it.
Yeah, I know.
Well, yeah.
Emphysema. Hello.
So, this is the segment where we dare each other to do things. So it can be wine, not take naked yoga. Why not ask that person on a date?
Right.
Why not do this?
Okay.
So for our first one, we asked the listeners to send in their dares.
Right.
So this is the one that we got from Brandon. He says, love the podcast, girls. Had a ton of laugh out loud moments and I'm excited for the next episode. Laugh out loud moments.
That's very
great.
Nice.
That's
really
good.
Nice.
It's great.
Yeah. So he says, for a dare, my idea may be a bit complex, but it's a bit of an acting exercise. Essentially, all three of you should go to a speed dating event, but you need to swap personalities. So, i.e., each of you needs to pretend to be one of the other girls.
Oh,
memorize each other's stories, answers to common dating questions, wear each other's clothes if you want, etc. To make it more fun, you should pretend to be caricatures of each other, exaggerating each other's worst qualities. Can't
very
break character the entire night.
This is genius.
Yeah, right?
So you know
what
really good.
Really be funny, though, is how much you'd learn from each other of how you are seen. Of going, wait, that's me?
Yeah.
What do you mean that's me? Like, I'm the crazy cat lady.
Yeah.
Coke model. But I think it would be, you know what? You know, it really is liberating, though, when you realize, like, again, what we were talking about, being yourself, the idea of I'm going to pretend to be someone else, how liberating it is to just feel like, I almost feel like that's freeing of, now I don't have to worry about my insecurities. I'm just being somebody else.
So
like, that could be
I'm
a great
so
way to
do this. But what if
up?
One of us actually meets someone and
then we're
off,
like, wait.
And then we're like, I've been like exaggerating someone else's
acting.
Personality. But I think it's a really fun thing. Well, I guess we'll have to decide. First of all, what personality trait do you think is your most negative one that we would exaggerate?
I think
I'm very, I'm like too open on first dates and I'll start talking about really serious things. Or I always drop exes. On a first date, that's one thing people always say, don't talk about your exes.
Right.
I'll always do it. One of my exes, Joe, his dad invented Connect Four.
Right.
And on the last date, it was the last first date I was on. I think I mentioned it a couple
Joe Bradley of Milton Bradley. Maybe you've heard of him.
No, we were playing bar games. And there was Connect Four, and I was like, oh, cool, Connect Four. My ex's dad invented that, and I kept bringing it up. So I have a problem with that. So whoever takes my personality,
I would love to take that.
Okay, so you'll be me.
I'll be you.
And just keep mentioning your
exes. This is how to lose a guy in 10 days. That's what this is.
But we're really going to like.
And ask really serious personal questions on the first date.
I think.
Have you been checked for prostate cancer yet?
I can totally do that. I think for me, I don't know. I think it's just like, you know, listen, not to brag, but I think I'm a fun date. But
we should ask her last date.
Yeah. No, I think I just get too excited. Like I get so excited about everything that someone's saying. And because we do this for a living too, sometimes I feel like I'm interviewing someone and I'm not actually like taking in the information.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
No, it's true, Matt. That's true. You're so bubbly. So
a little bit.
Wait, Daniel, who do you want to be?
Oh my God, who do I want to be?
You have to be me.
Between the two.
Yeah.
I'm being her.
I wish you could have seen her face
so
between
Caitlin's
the two
gonna be
of
me.
You.
So Daniel has to be me and you have to be Daniel.
Yeah.
It goes in a little circle.
Oh, I have to be you.
You have to come with us.
All right. Where are we speed dating? Are there speed dating events still?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's a good idea.
Oh yeah,
though.
Caitlin, that would be obvious, the triangle. I don't know. Like, who would I be? I don't know. So I'll be Danielle.
Oh, okay. Wait, so you're too excited.
Yeah.
That's the main thing? Okay.
Too excited and bubbly.
Oh, okay. I think for me, I think that I am highly intimidating and highly like corrective.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yes.
Do you feel me?
And
you guys
you're
know
also,
me.
You also have a really chill vibe. You're way more chill than Caitlin and I.
Yeah, I am.
Where you seem like disinterested, like,
yeah. So I think
you know right away. That's the worst.
When someone like seems disinterested, you're like, oh, I'm
no.
I'm
you know what? I think the term is. I think the term is cool customer. Like, you guys know I'm a huge sensitive baby, but that's because you know me. But like, when I am on a first date, like, I am like,
the wall is up.
Yeah. Wow, that's gonna be a challenge for me because I'm so open and there's no guards up. So I'll have to be kind of guarded and cool and maybe high.
Usually high.
No, it's just she comes across like she's like cool and stoned.
Because right. I usually am. Anyway, good luck.
This is gonna be fun.
I'm excited.
I think speed dating. You know, the good thing though is I always think reps. Like with anything, like just meeting people helps because I think you kind of find out, oh, I like that, I didn't like that.
Yeah.
And there's a lot less pressure. I think speed dating is actually a good idea.
What was our friend that gave us?
This was from Brandon.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thanks,
this
Brandon.
Is brilliant. Yeah. And it's thank you brilliant. For everyone else that emailed us, and we'll get back to you and we'll use them for other dares as well.
Yeah. And thank you for being kind to us. Yeah. We were a little nervous about what we were gonna get.
And yeah, you can email your dares at pastyourbedtime.
That's
podcast
a really, I love
at
the dares.
gmail.com. I know.
Why not?
You have to come up with one for us too.
Well, think about it. Okay, I'll think about it.
I'm going to dare you. Why not, Eisman, go on another date in LA, a Tinder date.
Okay.
And then you have to tell us about it.
Yep.
Okay.
Because I want you to continue this.
I will. I mean, as soon as my Tinder profile
can
loads
we swipe
up,
through for you after this?
I'm not doing the good job.
All right.
Why is it not working? This is killing me.
I think that's all we have.
There's no way people can search for me on Tinder. We'll just say hi on Twitter.
Yeah.
Or Insta. If you're
sorry, did that sound
Insta.
Old?
Like, just be like, slide
look
on my DM.
Me on MySpace.
I love LinkedIn. All right. Well, Matt, thank you so much.
It was a great time, you guys.
So fun.
Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks for coming to the slumber party.
Yes. Where everyone's invited.
I know.
Where everyone's invited.
Even
and
boys.
Follow our Instagram, Past Your Bedtime Podcast, on your Insta. And I always want to say see you next week, but I got to come up with
We'll chat with you next week.
We'll chat with you
sleep
next.
Sleep with you next week.
There you go. All right. Bye, guys. Thank you.
Bye.